At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm here with Dr. Clay Marsh, the Vice President of Health Sciences. In many ways, West Virginia has become ground zero for the opioid epidemic that's gripping our country. But WVU's been taking the lead to address the crisis. Tell me a little bit about how Health Sciences is tackling the treatment and the training challenges we face.
We have taken up the challenge from the CDC and the White House to commit that every student who graduates from our medical school and also our other professional schools that can prescribe opioids has sufficient education and training to look at how to prescribe effectively, what are alternatives, and how to limit the number and the amount of opioids that we give people. We are helping our first responders get comfortable with administering naloxone or Narcan. And then the third thing we're trying to do is we're trying to expand our treatment program.
How has WVU been able to leverage partnerships in this process?
We're really collaborating with all the medical schools, all the big providers in the State Medical Association, Centers for Disease Control, the White House, pharma companies.
Why do you think WVU is uniquely positioned to be able to take on this challenge and succeed?
We're not just talking and thinking, we're actually doing. And it's a great time to be here in West Virginia.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.